I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're now listening to the Jillian Michaels Show.
All right. I got to meet somebody the other day who I've always thought he was great and everything, but it's never kind of like, I've never been an Uber fan just because it hasn't occurred to me to really be an Uber fan of anyone, but I've always respected the guy and admired him. And then after meeting him, I was like, oh my God, I'm now
who?
An Uber fan. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. So, I went to the Entourage premiere.
Oh, you're cool.
No, I'm not cool. In fact, I'm so not cool. And it's a, I'm not famous enough for this story, actually. I'm not famous enough. So Giancarlo was like, I really want you to go to this Entourage premiere. Mark Wahlberg's going to be there, and he wants to meet you.
Well, why?
I'll tell you why in a minute. So,
why?
I know.
He wants to meet you?
I know.
That's my dream.
I know. Here's why, though. So he sent me a case of this water called Aqua Hydrate, okay. Right? And it's an alkaline water, and I know about alkaline water. But when he was making that movie, The Fighter,
yeah,
he's like, oh my God, it's apparently was like what got him through these like 12-hour days boxing, right?
So uh-huh. Really?
And remember when you were watching like the Pacquiao Mayweather fight, like you kept seeing all those guys drinking Aqua Hydrate, and like then Mark Wahlberg and Diddy did like that skit of making a bed and they were drinking
it's
Aqua Hydrate.
It's not his water.
He bought it. He bought the company, I believe. So he bought the company and then he took it to like influencers and he's trying to grow the brand because he became like this devotee to the product.
Okay.
So they come to us and said, look, you know, do you guys want to invest in this company? And I was like, you know, signed me the water, tried the water. And
G
was like, what do you think? And I was like, look, you know, I'm against bottled water because of the environment. However, here's the thing. It's not bottled water. So obviously it's alkaline water. So it's water that they're adding minerals and electrolytes and then they're alkalizing the water. And that's not something that's going to come out of your tap. So I was like, all right, well, it's a really great product. And, you know, the argument, of course, and you know me, I'm always like, what's the better for you option? And it's like, this is a much better option than somebody buying something like a Gatorade, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I can see where it would be okay to get behind a bottled product because the product is great and it's not going to come out of the tap for free. So I was like, all right, yeah, let me check it out. So I checked it out, tried it, and I was like, it's actually trained with it. And I was like, I really like it.
Hmm.
So anyway, he's like, okay, well, Mark wants to talk to you and see what you think about the water. And I, you know, I want you to go. He's going to be at the premiere and you're invited. And I was like, oh God. And you know, I get kind of uncomfortable with this stuff. Cause I'm like, I'm not a movie star. Like, why am I at a movie premiere. Like, I do feel a bit like, what are you doing here?
Uh-huh.
You know, I would take my kids to a movie premiere. Yeah. But other than that, I'm like, why am I here? Mm-hmm. So I was a little uncomfortable about it, which is a whole nother story. But so I'm like, oh God, I'm dying. And like, it took an hour and a half in hair and makeup because you have to, there's a carpet, right? So, and then it's an hour and a half into the city from Malibu. And I'm so uncomfortable because I just get like, I feel like out of place. So anyway, my assistant's there, Nicole's there, and she's texting with Mark Wahlberg's publicist. And she's like, okay, you know, Mark's at the AP camera Associated Press thing. And can you bring her over here? And I was like, oh my God, he's going to be so, like, part of me was like, I doubt that he said, really, he's going to be annoyed. It's his movie. He's the producer. You know, I doubt he's going to want to be on the red carpet for this movie. Like, he's going to want to talk to me.
Why that event to talk about?
Because he's like super busy, right? So he's like, can she come and we'll just, you know, we'll touch base. And so anyway, he comes up to me and he's like, oh my God, hi.
Aww.
I'm dying right now. And I was like, seriously? And he's like, aww, I'm a huge fan. And I was like, huh? Like,
really?
I was like, what? And I have to be honest.
You are?
Like, it's always, this is the interesting thing about men like this. It's really funny. Like, when you get your popularity score, right, your Q score, they're like, oh, she's really strong with women in their 30s. She's really bad with, like, teens, or she's really bad with 50-year-olds, or her, you know, her, she's really strong with African-Americans, but she's poor with Latinos. Or, like, they'll kind of tell you, like, they break it all down, like, ethnicity, age groups, genders. And with men, like, my Q score is bad. I'm all women. Like, my Q score.
I don't buy this.
Well, go on. Who knows? They interview 100 people, so you're right. Who knows?
Bullshit.
But all the men that I meet that are always like, oh my God, I love you, I'm a huge fan, are like the uber males, like The Rock. They're like, Dwayne wants to meet you. Dwayne wants you to be on his show, Wake Up Call. And I'm like, he what? You know, like, or like, you'll meet, you know, some crazy athlete. And Kobe, when I met Kobe, right, I'm sitting next to Kobe and I was like, okay. And it was for Stand Up to Cancer. And I was like, oh my God, it's Kobe Bryant. But I was like, all right, I'm just gonna, you know,
play cool.
I'm not gonna do anything. And he goes, I'm afraid of you. And like, he was joking, aww, but like, and the next thing I know, like, we ended up and I was like, oh my God. And I was totally honest. I was like, I wasn't going to talk to you, but I was like, oh my God, that's Kobe Bryant. And I, you know, and we talked like the entire time. And
that's,
I was like,
sweet.
What's it feel like to be the best in the world at something? Mm-hmm. Like, and he was so cool. And it's always like those kinds of guys that are the nicest, like the kindest, most secure with themselves. So he comes up and Mark Wahlberg's like, I really, you know, I wanted to know, I want to talk to you about the product and it changed my life. And he's like talking to me about the fighter. And so then he goes, who are you here with? How's the family?
No.
And because I was there with Heidi, who's also so uncomfortable, right? And I was like, oh, I'm here with my partner Heidi. And he's like, walks over to Heidi and he's like, how are you? How are the kids? You have two kids, right? And I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Stop.
And I was like, you, Jillian, you're such an amateur. Because I was there and I was like, right, this really helped you with that boxing movie. I mean, and I saw the movie, but you know how I am. I can't remember my name. I can't remember anything these days. And I was
the
like,
fighter.
I know. And he goes, the fighter. I was like, oh my God. And then, and I was so awkward because I was like really thrown off. Because he's so charismatic and so charming that I became awkward.
Well, I would have numbed up too.
Because then he goes, I really want to do your show on, because like we're doing guest judges, right? And he's like, I really want to do your show on Spike. He's like, but I'm shooting a movie in New Orleans, but I'm going to try to make it work. And I go, ugh, you're busy being a movie star, huh? And then I thought, oh God, what if that didn't come out? Like, it was meant to be of course you're busy. But I was like, oh my God, oh no. What did that sound like? Oh. It was horrible. It was horrible. And I was like, oh my God.
Did you blow it?
And I was trying to like, no, he was super sweet. Uh-huh. And then he's like talking about his kids. And this went on for like 10 minutes.
Wow.
On the carpet.
That's a long time.
And I was like, oh my God. And it just made me stop and think. And I just want to say, like, you know, when people have preconceived notions, and I didn't actually have a preconceived notion about him, but I did go into it being like, he's a huge movie star. I highly doubt he wants to talk to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure, okay, and this is going to be so uncomfortable, and I feel like an idiot. And 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 he was first of all, the nicest guy, but it's like the most down to earth, the most real, and like took the time to learn that I had two kids and a partner and the whole thing.
So
and
sweet.
I thought that was so sweet. And it's funny because it made me think, like, because then a few days later I had, remember Amy who did my hair and makeup for the Self cover?
Yeah.
Paige wasn't available. So I had this artist who's great named Amy do my hair and makeup for this People magazine.
Yeah.
And People's Hot Bodies issue.
Ooh.
And which Tess Holliday was on the cover of. Not me. That's why I want her on the show. I want to be like, you bitch. You were on the cover of the Hot Bodies issue.
Isn't that
and
great?
I wasn't. It is great, actually. But whatever. So anyway, Amy was, we were talking about Self magazine, and I was like, because, you know, Anna Wintour overlooks all of Hearst now, and Self is under Hearst.
Right.
So I was like, I don't think Anna Wintour likes me, because something had happened with the cover, and she's like, that wasn't Anna Wintour. That was somebody else, an EIC editor-in-chief of the magazine at the time, who had said that, not Anna Wintour. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, no, Anna Wintour, that was not her call at all, like something that had happened after I came out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I had thought that, anyway. So,
okay.
I don't want to throw anyone under the bus. But she's like, Anna's actually the coolest.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, everyone thinks she's a bitch. And she's not a bitch. She just is efficient and she's professional and she's driven and she wants to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because any woman I've ever met who they're like, ugh, she's a bitch, is never a bitch.
Yeah.
And any person I've ever met who's like, the nice one is always an ass. Ooh, I'm going to bleep that.
Mm-hmm.
He's never the nice one. And and it's funny because Jake, even before we started this segment, was like, yeah, everyone asks me if you're such a bitch.
Mm-hmm. I get that too. Everyone does.
Yeah.
We all say you are.
I mean, everyone. And by the way, everyone says that to
no,
me.
No, and in all fairness, I always say, look, she's got the biggest heart. You know, she's a great person.
It's so crazy. Like, everyone says that to me. Like, I'll be taking my daughter to horses, and the horse trainer is like, yeah, you know, my old horse trainer who trained Lou that moved away was like, yeah, and I tell people I train her kid, they're like, isn't she such a bitch?
They only say that because they see these, like, shots of you screaming at contestants. It's all they remember.
Yeah.
Did anyone ever see the show who
no.
says that, though?
No.
Because I feel like if you saw the show, like, you'd know what was going on.
But even in the promos. It's in all the commercials.
And even,
you scream at
people. Even if there's, like, an article that's not related to The Biggest Loser, you're always like that picture of you being like, ah!
I know.
You know, it's just like...
Which is one of the reasons I left the show.
You're cursed.
Totally cursed. I know. And it's funny because people will even meet me and I get two things like, oh, I thought you'd be taller. And, oh, you're not that much of a bitch. I'm like, really? But I bring this up just because before you meet anyone, wipe the slate, man. Go into it with a totally open mind. Like, if you think they're not going to like you, which is what I thought. Like, oh, you know, they're not going to like me, or he's too handsome to date me, or too rich to date me, or I'm too whatever, or oh, this person's a bitch, she's going to hate me, or, you know what? Go into it with an open mind.
It's good advice.
And the same for, like, the people, I remember, like, people I've met that were not awesome, that I thought were going to be awesome, and I was really disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you just kind of like go into it with a blank slate and don't have these preconceived notions about people, you're going to be really surprised.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I know that people have preconceived notions about, quote, celebrities. And I'll tell you, my experience with celebrities, the bigger they are, the more humble.
Well, do you get that? And I've met tons of celebrities in my job
you
of
have.
Work. And
that's right.
You know, we're all the same. And like when I was a kid, I was like, put them in this different category.
Yeah.
Like they were like some
super
animal
human.
In the zoo that people, you know.
Yeah.
But we're all the same. And it's like we all have the same insecurities and the same desires. And I never look at anyone different than, you know, I would treat everyone the same way, whether it was an intern or the executive at a company. That's just the way I am, and I appreciate when other people do that. So when there's, you know, celebrities that are snobby and don't talk to people.
I find that those are like C-grade celebrities
exactly.
like me.
You're not a
celebrity. No. So I'm not that way.
No.
Because I'm not a celebrity. I'm actually like, I actually do my job. I'm a fitness and health and wellness person. But like, I will say the people I've met that have been not so nice are usually not
insecure.
Huge A-listers. Like, The Rock, the nicest person you could ever hope to meet. Mark Wahlberg, one of the nicer people I've ever met. Julia Roberts, Pink. Like, the bigger they are, the nicer they are. President Clinton. Like, whether you agree with his politics, same way that Mark Wahlberg is. Looks you in the eye, Jillian, how's the family? And you're like, really? Really? And he'll remember, like, something that you told him about the, how is Lucentia doing after the blah, blah, blah.
That's
great. You're like, what?
And I'm sure he treats everyone like that. That's just
you're just like, huh? And I mean, so I don't know. That's all. I just was going to say, like, just try to go into it with a completely clean slate. No preconceived notions.
I like it.
I like it too.
Good. Okay, if you've ever wanted to be a health coach, improve the quality of your life, and improve the quality of other people's lives, the Institute of Integrative Nutrition is the world's largest nutrition school, and they've got the top 100 teachers in the world contributing to their online program, from Deepak Chopra to Arianna Huffington to Dr. Mark Hyman. Plus, they provide essential business training to help you launch your own health coaching practice. Being healthy is every person's right, and Integrative Nutrition is on a mission to help make the world a healthier and happier place. Sounds great to me. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Go check it out. www.integrativenutrition.com/Jillian Michaels. You can get access to a free sample class. See what you think. See what it would feel like to be a student at the school. I guarantee you're going to love it. In fact, I know somebody who went and loved it, who may have been a former assistant who abandoned me for this career and is now much happier. www.integrativenutrition.com/Jillian Michaels. All right, I love to cook. This is a lie. No, I don't. I'm terrible at it. I stink at it. Nicole doesn't know this yet, so she wrote that, but I don't. And here's the thing. I'm actually going to tell you why I like Plated.com, because I can't cook. And these guys give you awesome recipes that are calorie controlled, that taste great. You can pick any recipe you want off of their website, and they will send you all of the portioned out ingredients.
Nice.
So you don't, I know, so you don't waste money on food. So all the recipes are prepared in 30 minutes or less, so it's fast. Everything tastes great. You can't screw it up. They've got gourmet, healthy recipes, all the ingredients delivered right to your door. So what are you waiting for? Chef quality meals, healthy, delicious meals in under 30 minutes or less to prepare. Go check out plated.com/Jillian now, and you get free shipping with your first order. That's plated.com/JILLIAN. Okay, we're back. And a little while ago, I made the tremendous mistake of asking all of my listeners what guests they wanted. And foolishly, they happened to mention Paige and Chloe.
They did?
Uh-huh. And for those of you who are not in the know, Chloe Frankie is my hairstylist extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Kloberg.
Hello. Oh, my gosh. I love you. Didn't tell me this. You don't want to gas up my head too much. Oh, I love that. Hi. Hi, everyone.
Oh, God. So, so Chloe, just so you know, Mish is in the room. Autumn is here with us.
Who's and Mish?
You.
You.
Oh. You
when
big
did you
homo?
Call me Mish?
I've called you Mish. Where have you been?
That's with
Nucci.
Nucci and Finucci.
Finucci,
Mish.
Yeah.
All right.
The Finucci.
The Finucci, yeah, that. And of course, Jake, who's our 10-year-old sound engineer. He's here, too.
Hello.
He's
Hi,
our
Jake.
Dreamy engineer.
Going? Yeah.
Did you say dreamy engineer?
He's dreamy. Dreamy.
Thank you, Autumn. And single.
Oh, that was Michelle, actually.
Oh,
I agree.
Throw that in there.
He likes long walks on the beach, too.
Oh, God.
I love it.
Okay. So we are going to do a segment about how to take care of your hair. So Chloe planned this segment for us off of an article I sent her that I actually asked her to come on and talk about. So Chloe, tell us what we're talking about today, and then I'm going to hit you with my series of questions.
Okay. Well, so there was a slight. So I have that one. That one's very long.
No. Just the what we've come up with, how we've evolved our segment.
This is actually going to be a specific hair section. I can always do a whole another one because that takes a little bit longer and it's very specific and I have a lot of information. This one is Hair Repair 101.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
How to take care of your hair.
Hit me.
Here we go. So, hair damage is caused by a multiple of things.
Heat, color, chemicals, Bad shampoo.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Even what? Brushing your hair too much. Pulling back your hair with an elastic. You could use a banana clip like Miss Michaels. And look,
she's got
awesome.
One in right now.
Yes, what? I have one.
She does.
Mm-hmm. Wet hair ponytails.
Wet hair ponytails can pull the hair. There's ways to protect your hair. Now, if you're going to do all of these things to your hair. Also, another thing is illness. I actually had a friend who said she had leaky gut. I said, you said what? She had leaky gut. And I said, what is that? Well, she explained it to me. And after, you know, she had taken care of it, I could feel it in her hair. So when you become sick and something happens, it does go through your hair. So hair is not also on the outside. It's on the inside, too, just like everything else in this world.
Okay. So wait, Chloe, give me the specifics again. So how often, then, should we wash our hair?
You know what? I'm a sweaty person. So personally, if I work out,
stinky.
Which I do with my
so
Jillian
stinky.
Michaels DVDs at home, plug, I sweat. I have to wash my hair. So what I recommend is if you're working out and you're sweating a lot or you're super active, you can wash your hair every day. If you choose to, wash your roots only. You don't need to scrub your ends. You don't have to.
Okay, with shampoo. Only the roots.
Only the roots. Now, I would say every few days, wash your entire, you know, from root to end.
Okay.
But if you can go, some people don't sweat. I know a lot of people don't. They can go every other day with a shampoo or every few days. Whenever your hair starts to smell and you can't stand the own smell of your own hair, then wash it. Some people can go a week and they get a blow dry.
I go like 4 days, 5 days.
Yeah, I know what I'm having. I smell your hair.
Yeah, I don't care if it stinks. When I wash it is when my scalp starts to itch.
I think it looks sexier, you know, when it's all...
I love a little bedhead look, and I do think that it is good. Now, depending on your hair, also, an interesting fact is the more you wash your hair, the more oil production your hair makes. So your hair will get used to. Say your hair is... You're like, my hair is greasy the next day if I don't wash it. It's because your hair is used to doing that.
If
you start doing it every other day or every 3 days, your body will adjust, and you won't have as much oil. It'll kind of get used to the fact that your body isn't stripping scalp.
It's the same thing as your skin.
Yeah,
it's like you dry your skin, it makes more...
It's like chapstick. What? You know, you have to keep putting it on?
Yes, I do know this. Can you comb your hair wet? Because I do.
Wide tooth. Yeah, so I use a wide tooth comb in the shower. So let's start with, you're in the shower. You're getting in the shower. We're going to start from the very basics.
Okay.
Your water
now Jillian's
not
paying attention.
You have to keep your water at like warm.
I can't do that.
Warm.
Oh, no.
I know, it's fast,
not,
but you know what?
No.
You're going to dry out your hair even more.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
this is such bad news.
When you wash
I like
your
it
body,
hot.
You can turn
Me
it
too.
Back up. Turn it back up if you want, but that's still going to be drying to your
that's
skin.
That's too much work.
So, I know. Oh, this is a lot of work. It ain't easy being pretty. It's not.
Oh, girl.
We all know this. It takes work, just like working out and eating and makeup and your skincare. It takes work.
That's your
and your
slogan.
Hair is a sign of sexiness, and that's what draws in the attention and all that.
Down.
I know. This is Miss Michaels. This is to you.
Oh.
Because I know how you are.
Okay.
And we have a lot of things coming up, and I don't want to listen that you feel like your hair is dry.
Oh.
No,
yeah.
She's getting irritated there.
Mean.
She
all
does
right,
not
fine.
Want to hear it.
All right.
Fine.
Okay. You want to get...
So I have to take a cold shower. All right.
Most of us, I'd say, I think the percentage is like 85% of women, or maybe 75 to 85% of women and men, we'll just say women though, color their hair. So you got to use color safe products. Sulfate free, I highly recommend it. Sulfate is just a cleansing agent, helps it suds up. You really don't need it.
Is that up. Is that color, when it says for color treated hair, is that really doing anything?
Good question.
I do think so. Also, depending on what quality product, I do believe in getting good quality products, and you can find them at good prices. No offense to people who use Suave.
Yeah.
But your quality in that versus, say, Redken or Pureology or Wen or, you know, Kerastase, which is, like, crazy insane.
It's
but
so expensive.
It is, but I have also a little something about that, too.
Okay.
But we'll get to that.
Okay.
So I think it does. Sulfate-free, even better. If you can get sulfate-free, which is super popular right now, you can find it in a lot of different products. I highly, highly recommend it because it's not going to strip your hair so much of those oils. Now, using those are going to be good. Look for products that say dry, damaged, overtreated, desensitized. Clarifying your hair is also super important.
Wait,
sometimes
what's clarifying your hair?
Clarifying is a clarifying shampoo, purifying shampoo, and it'll say it on the bottles. It'll say deep cleansing or clarifying. That's going to get rid of the buildup from any products on your hair and your scalp. And almost give you a clean slate. So doing that every other week, I think, is a great idea. I don't think you need to do it every week unless you're using a ton of product in your hair, like waxes and whatnot and hairspray, mm-hmm. gels, mousse, whatever. You don't want to rough up your hair because a healthy piece of hair, picture a pine cone. It's like a fresh pine cone that's closed. When you damage the hair, it kind of becomes open like a pine cone. Uh-oh. So, or brushing it or color, it's opening up the cuticle, tearing it. So you want to be gentle with the cuticle of your, you know, your hair.
This is so intense.
You don't rub it with
strategic.
A towel, you blot it. Same thing with your hair.
Oh my God. I'm like, I don't know how to
You've
wash
never
my
told
hair.
Me this before. You're an asshole.
Who?
You?
Me.
Yes.
You don't listen. I told you.
You've never
before.
Said blot your hair.
I have.
You
too.
Have not. You,
Julian, you
freaking lying.
A week ago, sometimes.
I can't. I just.
Yes, you can.
No. Okay.
Yes.
You can.
I told you. I've told you. All
no,
right. So.
No,
well,
it hasn't.
This is why I
okay.
did it to you, because maybe you'll actually really listen to me this time.
Mm. Okay. Go for it, Chloe.
All right. So then you'll rinse out your hair. You're going to squeeze out your hair before you condition your hair. Now,
okay.
if your hair is fried, I highly recommend, which I've done because when flat irons first came out, I did it so much, my hair was shot, that when I let my hair air dry, I had a constant frizz. My hair is like, I'm part Asian, so my hair is really straight naturally, and I have no curl in it, and it was a fuzz because of damage from the heat.
Huh.
So I started using only a deep conditioner only. So I would say do this for a month. Get like two great deep conditioners that you like
Those
and alternate them if
yeah.
your hair is shot. Do that or mix in a deep conditioner. I am a
okay.
big believer in having this in your shower.
Okay.
The other thing is... Hold up. Oils. Now, some of us, our hair is really shot. It's dry from tons of things. I love oils. You can do a pre-shampoo treatment, which you could take olive oil and run it through your ends. I wouldn't put it on your scalp.
Really?
If your
okay.
scalp is dry, you could use tea tree oil. I'm sorry, if it's oily or you have dandruff, tea tree oil. There's a lot of different oils. Rosemary you can use on the scalp, too, rosemary oil. And I think coconut oil as well, too, yes.
Okay.
So you can use coconut oil, you can use olive oil, jojoba oil, rosemary oil, avocado oil. You can even make something if you want to. Sometimes we don't have the time to do that. And this is like asking for an extra 5 minutes before you shampoo your hair. So put
okay.
it in 5 minutes before
Got
you
it.
Shampoo on your ends, the parts that are shot and dry. Let it sit there, then shampoo your hair. It's going to kind of just protect your hair and it's going to be shinier.
Well,
okay.
that's, I've been using coconut oil. It's so funny. Girlfriend, I'm white. So this is what the
I'm
irony
white.
Of this is the irony of this.
Tell me about it.
I am
it.
So white. And one of my friends came back from Hawaii and brought me this, I don't know, coconut buds, coconut oil for tanning. And I just like,
you put it in your hair.
I put it in my hair cause it's just pure coconut oil, but she brought it back. She's like, look what I got you to so that you could tan. I was like, girl, I am white. I've had skin cancer. I am freckly white. So it was sitting in my medicine cabinet for years because I couldn't bear to throw it away because I loved how it smelled, but I also can't put it on before I go outside because I was always afraid to get burned.
Get too burned.
So and it occurred to me one day, I was like, the ingredients of this is just pure, it's just coconut oil. It's the same stuff that you buy in the jar that you can cook with, it's just coconut oil. So I started, I've been putting that on my hair. I've been doing coconut oil in my hair for like 8 years before it became a fad.
And you have luscious, beautiful golden locks.
Yeah, I do.
I like this.
But
okay.
what I would do with the coconut oil for myself was on a dirty hair day when I knew I'd be washing my hair the next morning, I would sleep in it.
Yes. Well, that was the other thing is that putting those on at night and kind of really letting your hair get into it when you know you're going to wash your hair the next day, load it up, tie it up in like a bun with a scrunchie or if you want to use an elastic, whatever. And that is like a super deep treatment.
Oh, I love that.
And putting it in dry hair.
Yeah, and inexpensive. Olive oil. Get a good organic olive oil. Use it for your food. Use it for your hair. There you go. Coconut oil. Same thing. Coconut oil is amazing, and everybody is obsessed with it. You can use that from head to toe. Can I say this? This has nothing to do with hair. But people, to moisturize your vagine area, not the inside, the outside, to keep it looking young and soft and supple, which is an awesome word. You can use that too.
Oh, wait, Michelle,
I saw that.
You shouldn't have stepped out. Chloe's now got us putting coconut oil on our Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So you can do that too. I wouldn't put it inside necessarily, but you can because it's also for sensitive skin. But it also, you know, that
your
can get
not.
Aged too.
You somehow turned your microphone on.
She was,
this is a disaster.
She was eating.
All right, so back to the hair on your head.
Wait,
oh, God,
can
no.
you hear me now?
Can I just, wait a minute.
Can
wait,
everybody hear me?
We have to
yes.
call, hold on. You, yeah, you missed the whole, it was, yeah. Hold on.
Okay, whatever.
You guys asked for it. Now you got it. But Chloe, wait a minute. Wait. What if I want to, what if someone's trying to grow their hair out, but they don't want to cut it? Then what do you do? Because the ends, like my ends need to be trimmed. And I'm like,
they do,
I like my length though. I know.
But no, so the thing is, and you have the convenience of me. And you see me all the time.
This is true.
All the time. What you go, you have to get your hair cut because your ends are going to be, they are the driest, oldest part of your hair, the most exposed to everything, all the elements. So it's really dead. So everybody needs to keep on your trims. I would say everywhere from 4 weeks,
okay.
You could go.
Got it.
Oh, I know, but
look,
this is,
Michelle's that taking is for, the right.
I would say for, if someone's
fine.
Hair
it's
is
been a
damaged,
while.
If somebody has shot hair, like it's falling off their head, it's desensitized. If you don't cut your hair for 6 months, it's not going to help. You need to do, I'd say, anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks, do a dusting. This is going to cut off
wait,
the split
what's
so they
a
don't
dusting?
Go up. A dusting is just,
trim,
yeah,
you animal.
Just the tip.
Oh, okay.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, God, no. Why is this going this way today?
Guys, I like it. Just a tip. It's just a tip. It's not really considered
she knows
a cut
what she's
or
saying.
You know what I mean.
She knows what she's doing. Are you?
So anyway.
Okay. Yes, go on. All right, get your hair dusted every 4 to 8 weeks.
How does this turn into a sexual segment?
Because it's Chloe.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and it humors
me. Who knew
me.
Hair could be so sexual?
Well, hair is very sexy.
Oh,
and also,
God.
Too, if any men listeners want to know how to pull hair, I'm
pull
your girl. Because that's I've had this talk many
pull
a time
hair?
With
what do you mean,
a
like
lot of
when
couples.
You're having sex?
Wait, what do you mean pull? Oh, during sex.
Well, you could just be doing a heavy makeout session. I mean, you could just be going to first to second base. You could be doing hair pulling in any which way. Like, come on, girl. Or come on, whoever. It is.
Wow.
And, yeah.
It
you
is.
Go in towards the scalp on
come
the bottom
on,
and you slide
dog.
Your hand up
what?
Through the hair and you grab it and you kind of give it a little tug that way and not at the ends of the hair because that hurts and
okay,
that's
okay,
like ripping
this is
out
getting
your hair.
X-rated.
Well, and to tie this back into taking care of your hair, you don't want to pull too low because you don't want to break it. So,
exactly.
I mean, if you
and
get
if your ends
up
are weak
in the scalp,
anyway,
so we're still taking
exactly.
care of your hair.
Or if you've got a
root.
Weave up in there, you don't want to pull out that weave. Like, you need to be really careful.
Well, no, any brother knows not to touch a woman's hair.
You don't even
only these dumb white boys grab a girl's hair, and it's like, hey, it's 2015. People got, you know, pieces up in there.
And most
white girls,
does.
Black girls, Latin girls. I don't know about this pulling on the hair. I think you're giving bad advice.
Well, that's the
girls get weaved in there.
If you don't have weave in there or you want to take it out, tell me. It is good. It is good. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. As long as, I mean, it depends on how rough you like it.
Don't
anyway,
pull the
hair.
Hair if you're not 100% that she doesn't have pieces.
Oh, my gosh.
Weave.
Yeah.
Warning labels.
When you, pull out a, when you pull out a piece of hers, especially if it's in the beginning, and you're holding a piece of
is there a
her
question,
extension
Jake?
In your hair, it
yes?
is a problem.
How can we help?
Jake's disturbed.
That actually just happened to me a few nights ago.
You white
really?
Moron. Only white
boys
do stupid things like this.
We were in Vegas, and it was a girl I'd met, and we were making out, and I was pulling her hair, and a piece of her weave. I didn't know she had it done so well. I mean, it was like,
wow.
It wasn't
yeah,
a permanent one that was like glued in there.
It was a clip
on. Which hurt. It still hurt.
It scared the shit out of
and
me,
what
though.
What did she do?
I
snatched
just,
it and put it back in and then continued and told her to keep your hands off her head.
No, I didn't disconnect it completely, but it started to come out and I go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I freaked out and I thought I'd pulled out like a big old chunk of her hair or something.
Oh, weird.
But, yeah, she was really embarrassed, too, so it kind of ended
that's
there.
That's okay. Like, girl, it's
please
matter.
Listen.
It don't
man, don't touch the girl's hair.
No,
don't touch the hair.
It doesn't pull my hair. I like when somebody pulls
my
hair.
God.
Do you like to be
I
tied
like
up, too? Is this like a whole...
I'm so glad that we decided to have Chloe on as a guest. Let's get to our last question. What do we do with summer,
right.
sun,
yeah.
and water?
Darling.
Oh,
no,
my
hold on, hold on,
God
hold on.
In heaven.
Now back to the hair.
Please help me get through this.
Right.
Sisters
darling.
Are jumping ship left and
darling.
Right. They have been scandalized.
Let it air dry.
I probably spend 5 days a week with this animal.
Wow.
And for like long stretches, by the way. This and then Imagine Paige. Back when I was in the aerial arts in the 1980s on a special assignment for the CIA, I did a brief stint as Gaddafi's tailor as I was smuggling us all across the border from Spain to France.
Wait, how about when she snuck over the border?
I know. I'm aware. I got idea. I deal with this oversexed animal. And then Paige, who's like an AbFab skit. And you wonder why they gave me a reality show.
I was about to say.
Go on.
This is a whole other thing. It could take literally an hour.
Oh, God. Chloe, this is supposed to be a 10. Listen to me, girl.
I have a lot.
We
got
to get these down to 10 to 15 minutes. They're listen to me. You know how long I'm going to be editing this thing? I've just lost an hour of my life editing this segment.
I know.
No, they're supposed to be in blocks. Like, one we're doing on how to blow dry your hair. One we're doing on, you know, picking your right shampoo. One we're doing on managing the
sex.
And the next one is about how to keep your weave in when you're in the throes of passion. But you've given me every single segment, and you guys out there listening, I've saved you from this.
No,
and probably cut 1,000 segments.
On everything.
Oh, my God.
A good thing to do is use serums, heat protecting serums, or creams when you're blow drying your hair straight. Even if you're doing it curly, using oils is great. Leave-in treatments, leave-in conditioner, something that's going to replenish your hair and re-moisturize it and protect it from the heat. Anytime you're using a heated tool, once you've blow-dried your hair, a flat iron or a curl iron, using a heat-protecting spray or another serum or something like that that you could put on to protect your hair from that direct heat from a curling iron or flat iron is going to help you and save you and also make the hair look shinier and smoother.
Okay. All right.
Now, another thing is,
because
it's not on the outside, it's also on the inside. Eating correctly is going to help your hair too. Taking different supplements that help your hair, eating a diet that has lots of fish because it has the protein, vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, which keep the hair and scalp hydrated, foods rich in iron, which is red lean meats, green leafy veggies, beans, broccoli. They also have vitamin A and C.
Okay.
Sweet potatoes.
Listen to me. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do. Pookie.
Right.
This is why I didn't police. I should have. Okay, so the eating for proper hair care is going to be a segment of its own, and we're going to do a segment on that.
Now, let's go back to the summer care. How to protect your hair in the summer?
Give me. What the fuck is that?
A blender.
What the fuck is that?
It's a blender.
What is that? Is one of you? What are you doing?
I said it's a blender.
No, I heard a. Jake did that.
No,
it was a toilet flushing sound. Who did it?
Are you going to the bathroom, Chloe? If Chloe's going to the bathroom.
It was me. No, I'm kidding. I would tell you. I put it
on
mute.
Wait, so you're going to give me... Okay, you're going to give me... Right now, you're going to give me damage. Give me just like...
Hair care.
Damage. No, just damage. Just sun and water. How we manage the damage there. Specifically damage.
It's summertime, guys.
Well, this applies to everybody who colors their hair and damage hair. Using a UV protecting spray for your hair.
Got it.
Available, wonderful. Use them every day.
Got it.
If you're
going
to be outside at the beach, keep it in your little beach bag.
How long does it last on your hair?
Good question.
When do you have to reapply?
Interesting.
I would say, I mean, if you're going in and out of the water,
you
need to reapply it every time.
Okay.
But when you're going in and out of the water, another thing to do is, again, your hair is like a sponge. Put your hair in, if you can, if you're at a pool, wet your hair with regular tap water first because it's filled up with that, and then put some sort of like a leave-in conditioner, something that you can get at like Target or Walmart that's not super expensive, or a leave-in spray and conditioner. That's going to create also a barrier from chlorine and salt water because both of those are going to dry your hair and strip the color out. As soon as you get out and as soon as you can, never sleep and keep chlorine on your hair for very long. It is a chemical.
Okay.
It's going to strip your hair, dry it out.
Wash it
when you can. Another little trick that you can do is that if you're at the beach or the pool and you want to be sunbathing or whatever, keeping a deep treatment in your bag, like a deep conditioner or Moroccan oil or some kind of an oil, putting that in your hair is going to be great because the heat is going to help penetrate it and soak it into the hair.
Chloe, you're awesome. Where can they learn more
about your sex tips and
hair? So prettybitches.net is the site.
Yeah, www.prettybitches.net. Got it?
Yes, because we all pretty bitches. I'm not just saying I am. We all are. And
really?
All
not Jake.
Even
everybody.
Okay.
We don't hate against everybody's pretty bitches, especially America's new sweetheart, Caitlyn Jenner. Anyway, love her. Love. And also, I'm on Instagram at Pretty Bitches by Chloe.
Okay, I'll follow you right now.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah, it's all up and going. And I'm also working and in the process of a YouTube channel.
Atta girl.
Oh, that's smart.
Where I can just
really
talk
smart.
To you endlessly about everything. And I am so not computer savvy, so it's taking me a little bit to get to this point. But it's something I'm working on.
Wait a minute.
I'm...
There's 1,000 pretty bitches. Which one are you, pretty bitch?
Oh, my
God. Chloe.
I've got to get out of this.
Sorry.
It's been 40 minutes. We've got to get through this.
This is the longest segment in history.
And then when you were born, if your mother used to put you in polyester, it damaged your hair. So now we have to wear velveteen.
Did you take notes?
Yes.
Are you going to do any
copious
of this?
Yes.
I'm going to make sure you are.
I am.
I actually bought you a deep conditioner yesterday that I'm going to give you.
Oh, thank you.
Because then you're going to complain that I fried your hair on set when we're doing it 5 times a day.
Well, it could also be the fact that it's like blonde at the moment.
Well, that's why we just need to take care of it.
And orange. Because, all right, yeah. Animals.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun. Maybe next time I'll come in and I'll visit you and do the same thing.
No. God, then we'll never get rid of it.
Only if you bring your whip.
Here we can do. What is wrong with you today? What is wrong with you? This is the worst show ever. All right, everybody. It's National Academy of Sports Medicine time. You know the drill. These guys certify you to become a badass personal trainer. What are you waiting for? If you want to be a personal trainer, check it out now. Go to myusatrainer.com. It's a free 14-day trial. You can check out their online program. It's fast. It's fun. It's informative. It's everything you need to be an awesome personal trainer. Myusatrainer.com. And guess what? If you don't get a job, these guys will guarantee that they will give you your money back in 60 days of earning your certification. Guaranteed. So go to myusatrainer.com. There are some restrictions that apply. You can get all the details on the website. So stop doing a job that you don't like and start doing one that you love. MyUSATrainer.com. Okay, guys, Graze.com is a snack service that delivers awesome snack boxes right to your door. Work, home, whatever you choose. They're already portioned out for you. They're great for on the go. You can get treats that are calorie controlled. There's no trans fats, no artificial flavors, no junk in these snacks, no artificial colors. They are Jillian approved. There's nut mixes, fruit mixes, cookies, campfire s'mores, whole grain banana shortbread dippers with caramel. Are you kidding me?
So good.
Oh my God. Okay. Should we call this the dessert box?
Ooh, I like
that one. Wow. When you sign up, you can browse and rate all the snacks. You can hand pick a personalized box. You can get snack suggestions. And they're giving my listeners a free trial box right now. All you got to do is go to Graze.com. Enter the code J-I-L-L-I-A-N to get your free box. That's Graze.com and use the code Jillian. Okay. So we've got some
hot topics
that we're going to go over with you today, but they're health related. Yeah.
I like that. You're branding this.
I know. Who wants to begin?
I will.
Oh, well, okay, Batu.
I'm going to begin. Sorry, I downloaded some sound effects for our show. That's what I hear in my head all day long.
So that's
applause. I was playing with this all night in preparation for today.
You were the toilet flushing sound effect I heard earlier, weren't you?
And you were blaming me.
During Chloe's segment, you flushed the toilet.
Yep. Okay. Kay. So, back to me. So, in my journey to find myself and unravel and decompress, uh-huh. I've been doing a lot of little green things. I've been going to yoga.
Good for you.
Oh, and isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Jillian's been
so
dying.
I'm so happy for you.
I'm really happy for me too. And I've been trying to do more of a meditation practice for myself.
You were trying to do that when you worked with me.
I was, and still have been, and it's been something that I've not been able to stick with. It's hard. You know, it is really hard, even just 15 or 20 minutes. And so I came across a couple articles talking about micro meditation that I thought was interesting.
We'll define it for
you. For people that don't have 20 minutes or think that they don't. So what micro meditation is just, it's essentially like a short meditation period. So 30 seconds to 5 minutes, whatever you have to.
30 seconds will work?
You could do this in 30 seconds. You could do it in 5 minutes. I think ideally if you have 1 to 2 minutes, but this is something that could be done throughout the day, through your work day. If you are in a situation where you feel yourself
in a high stress situation where you need to come down or you're angry or any sort of moment where you need to pull back and regroup and center yourself.
Which is every moment.
Yeah. So if you can just take a minute, I mean, that's it. You can do this in a minute. And have you ever found yourself in a fight with somebody? I got in a fight with Michael the other day. It was so silly. Not even a fight, but we had a little thing. And it was my fault. I was being a brat and I was fuming. And I walked away. I was really angry about nothing. And I guess gave myself that full minute of like, calm down. Stop being such a brat. And if you're really still upset after your this, you know, minute, then you can readdress it and go back and continue poking the bear.
Okay.
I just did my little breathing, took my minute, and I really was surprised at how calm I was after that. It's kind of like time out for the kids. So
I like it.
So I found this little article of how to be mindful all day long.
All day?
Well, you could try this all day. Well, you are. This one little minute keeps you mindful all day long, knowing that you can step in and out of this.
Okay. Sell it.
So there's four exercises, all right? We have...
This isn't a hot topic. This is a trick segment.
I love this.
I'm just trying to get.
So, right, you have the loving kindness. So this.
Oh my gosh, I love this.
All right, so look, this is a little hippie, but the message, the deep message is not so whoop de doop.
This is its own segment.
I agree, but go on.
All right, so you wanna if you're feeling anger towards others, so
all the time. What do I do, girl?
Look, ideally,
okay, I'm ready to take a Valium. Go on.
All right, we'll just do two.
No, we're being jerks. Go on.
So you would ideally want to lay down for this, but again, if you're at work or in the office, you can, or in your car, like where are you going to lay flat? Someone comes in, you're like, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah. So this could be done at your desk.
Okay.
So first is the standing body scan.
Okay.
So body scan is a mindful meditation practice. Normally you would do this for 3 to 5 minutes, but if you're in a place where you don't have that time, consolidate.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is stand with your feet flat on the ground.
Okay. Yeah, hang on. Let's do it, Joel.
Do it, yeah. All right, ready?
Shoes on? Am I shoes on?
I don't have shoes on.
Do I have shoes on? Are you supposed to have shoes on?
I think you can leave your shoes on.
Yeah, it's not about material things.
If you're in the
right
workplace, ideally you'd probably be barefoot, so you could really root to Mother Earth if we're going to go there.
All right, let's see if this works. Stand up.
All right, so stand with your feet flat on the ground, feeling them relax and loosen.
Ooh.
And then you're going to want to work your way up.
Okay.
All the way up, focusing.
Doing the hula dance.
There you go. Loosen those hips. Get your hip flexion going.
You're not staying still in the moment.
Oh, we're supposed to be still?
Yes. Oh. Focus.
Okay. So she said feel your body.
Feel with your mind.
Feel, yeah.
So you're going to work your way up. You're going to start with your shins and your calves. Move to your thighs. You really want to focus on each part of your body.
That is
moving up,
is relaxing.
Coming up. Move to your thighs. Think about your butt, your belly, your chest. And then you get up to your shoulders and you just like, you concentrate on your breathing, relax your shoulders, think about your arms.
I feel bloated with all those pop chips.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Go on.
I know you.
Back to focus.
That's your fault. You ate. Go on.
Focus. Bring all the way up to your face. Loosen your lips, nose, eyes, forehead, and then take a deep breath throughout your whole body and visualize that energy. Breathe out. Push it all out.
Oh, I'm still irritated.
One more breath.
And bored.
Yeah, I'm pissed. Okay.
Well, okay, yeah.
But I get the point.
Well, that's it. There you go. I mean, that's really, if you guys weren't making fun of it and you were really in a situation where you needed to take yourself out of it, you want to move up.
What's with this hula hoop hip move that Jillian keeps doing?
Just dancing. Look, whatever gets you there.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
If your little...
You got another one? That was kind of a stinky one.
Well, you're not going to like this one. This one's the belly breathing. Well, you might like this one. Shake it out a little bit. So...
Only
the belly breathing is great for dealing with negative energy and emotion. So if you have a day,
I'm relaxing.
So distracting.
Okay. I'm relaxing myself.
You come into the office, you get in a fight with your husband, your kids are being brats, you're just having an off day. Sometimes we're just having a day where we just feel like
crap,
right?
Go on.
This is a good one for that. So this is a belly breathing. So when you're feeling upset, you want to rest one hand on your chest and one on your stomach.
Okay.
You want to breathe slowly.
You've even got Jake doing it now. Jake's like, all right.
This is great.
And you want to focus on your chest. Like, your chest is staying still. But your breath is coming, but your stomach is moving.
This makes me feel a little chubby.
But and as you exhale, you are exhaling that negative energy. You're just breathing out those thoughts. Whatever it is that you're carrying today, you're just... Get it out. Get it out. Shake it out. 5 breaths.
Okay, basically all we're doing is breathing.
All you're doing is breathing. But don't underestimate the power of breath.
Okay.
That's it. Look at me and look at you too.
Should your chest be expanding or your belly be expanding?
Your belly.
Your belly. So you want your chest to be
belly
still?
Breathing.
You do have an aura of peace around you.
Your belly breathing.
I will follow your technique.
You gotta practice. Oh, it only takes a minute.
It's true. It's like
you couldn't be on more polar opposite ends of the spectrum right now.
I know.
You just signed a 3-year contract. And this one is, I'm as free as a bird.
And I want to be over there with her.
Yeah, well, you're not. And not for 3 more years, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Ooh,
that's it. You guys made fun of my little segment.
No, we didn't.
No, I love that. Actually, let's make that its whole segment.
I tried it all.
I think
is there
that
more?
It's... No, well, that's it. So that we're going to just start with that.
I love
I think that's
Autumn,
all you can
I have,
take today.
I see a future in, like, yoga retreats.
Oh, don't.
And
that's what happened with Rosie.
Gurus and
Friendship
bracelet.
There's a real fine line of that for me.
She lights up when she talks about meditation.
I think it's really important. I don't think that... I don't know about teaching it, but I do think it's a nice thing to incorporate into your life to be balanced.
See, I'm just too stressed to, like, make time for it.
That's bullshit.
That's
because
the problem.
You have 30 seconds. You have a minute.
Yeah.
I think, look at all the things I could do with those 30 seconds.
Well, I hate to admit, here's the problem. I look at time. It's,
me too.
It is my most valuable commodity. But the argument here, though, is that when you take that pause, you're better able to maximize the rest of your time, right? You think more clearly.
Cool. Right.
Steve, actually, I do like making fun of Autumn, but which we know.
But she's right.
I read a thing about Steve Jobs, though, and how he used to practice this kind of meditative, expansive mind. And they talk about, like, your monkey mind, the mind that's constantly judging and yapping and it never shuts up. And the ox mind, which is the part of you that just is extremely present. Like, I was in a massage the other day. And
not relaxing.
No. And I got through the entire massage and I didn't even, I was like, like, I didn't remember any of it. Cause in my mind, I was like, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. I should say that. Well, we should do this. We should do that.
Oh
my God. We should do this. Oh, you know what we should do? We should do that. I got to remember to talk to him. Wait, let me put this in my phone. I won't remember. And I literally was like, why do we even come here today? You know? Mm. And it's like, I just wasn't even. So the next time we went, right, I was like, I'm not actually going to be like, how does that feel on my hamstring or my shoulder blades? And like, oh, that feels good. I could not get through 1 minute without being like, oh, I got to go. Oh, I got to remember to put it back. Oh, I got to pack that for that interview. I mean, it was crazy. And they say that, like, the more you practice, they're like, okay, you acknowledge it. Then you quiet it back down. Because the argument is that when Steve Jobs' argument was that when he could be very present, he had a more expansive perspective. Like, he was able to really perceive the situation and everything that was going on and read things differently. And of course, though, I looked at it as, oh, I can be more efficient.
I know.
Way to be more efficient here, but that I don't think that's necessarily the point. It is.
Well,
it's a
muscle
it
that you have to strengthen. And there's an app called Headspace that I've been using because I'm trying to work on this because it takes me a
working
long,
like a charm.
I know, but that's why I'm trying to work on it because it's a weakness of mine to, like, quiet my head and, like,
it's
try
so
to relax.
Hard.
It's so hard.
So hard.
So there's this app called Headspace, and it, like, tries to get you to, like, meditate, but and when you lose focus, it brings you back. I still can't do it.
Well, it takes time. What the hell is this? Why?
There she is, breaking the studio. So
why
anyway,
is that there like this?
So that you don't come over and tackle me.
This would be a perfect time for some anger management breathing.
Oh, push that thing in over there.
Why?
See that thing? Push that.
Jesus.
It was a thing sticking out of the desk, and
it's been there for years, and all of a sudden it bothered you today at 3:55 p.m. at the end of the show.
Okay, anyway. All right.
Deep breaths.
My ox mind was like, what is that?
like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.